Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about our guest this half hour. David Heenan is with us. David's been with us, a member of our Brain Trust, for a long time, joining us all the way from Hawaii, from Oahu, near Diamond Head. And he's been with us. First time we met him was when his book Flight Capital came out. And this book is, I'll tell you how important that book is, how important I think it is. You have heard me mention it many times on the show on a fairly regular basis. And I talk about it, I reference it many times in my conversation and work with other people. It just seems to come up over and over again. Well, David continues to crank out important works like Co-Leaders and also Double Lives and other books that David's written. His new book is called Bright Triumphs from Dark Hours. These are inspirational stories from extraordinary people. And David Heenan, welcome back to the show.
Aloha, Jim. Good to be with you again.
Aloha to you. Thank you for being here. Mahalo. Should I say mahalo for being here?
Is that, you got it, right?
Is that what that...
Yep, mahalo.
Yeah. So it's good to have you here. And I keep thinking you're gonna arrange for me to have this great speaking gig over in Hawaii, and I can come over and see you. But you know, it's been a few years now, David. You need to pick up the pace a little bit.
Well, let's work on that. I'd love to see you.
Yeah. Hey, David. One of the things that I wanted to ask real quickly is the Chilean earthquake 8.8 posed a potential tsunami threat to the Hawaiian Islands, but it turned out not to be much, right?
Well, it did really hit us, Jim. Thank God. We've had, you know, in the past two or three of these things that have, you know, claimed a lot of lives and a lot of property. But this one, I think, you know, we were well prepared for it. My wife and I were in a floodplain. We had to evacuate.
Did it even come ashore very much, though?
A bit. I mean, the waves, you know, were less than 3 feet.
So yeah, okay.
That's nothing. Yeah.
No, that's not much. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Dave, one of the things you've been working on with your new book, Bright Triumphs from Dark Hours, is on some pretty extraordinary people and how they turned unbelievable setbacks, adversity, injuries, personal assaults on themselves by the world, and then became incredible successes. And these are beautifully inspirational stories. Talk to us about them.
Well, you know, I was we live in dark times, clearly, with all the financial setbacks, with a lot of folks out of work, with mortgage issues and so forth. I was, you know, looking for something that that might really turn the mood around, and didn't take long to, you know, hear stories from other folks of people who had run into an absolute buzzsaw, either in their personal life or their organizational life, and somehow they were able to put adversity behind them and turn what appeared to me to be near defeat into victory. So what I've tried to do with 10 various folks is to really demonstrate their cases and to, you know, to point out that, you know, we're all in our lifetime going to run into buzzsaws from time to time. And the kicker is to learn from adversity, to make a plus out of it all, and to, you know, to move on.
Well, you know, back in December of 07, one of my predictions was that in 08 we would live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Right.
I had no idea how prophetic that was.
Yeah, you were right on.
And I just had a feeling that 08 was going to be a really crazy year. And then we, you know, it came around then December of 08, and I had to say, guys, I think we're going to live that curse one more year. And I started telling my audience, you know, if if you have the singular goal of survival for 09, just make sure that you open your doors January 1, 2010, there's no shame in surviving. That's a good goal. And so I think my audience, without, you know, we're not going to compare our business survival with some of the stuff that that some of the people that you talked about, but I think my folks can identify with some of these dark, bright triumphs from dark hours. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get David to share some of these ideas, talk to us about some of these people and some of the inspirational stories they have. And you probably see yourself in some of these stories too, folks. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. David Heenan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. He'll be back with us after these messages. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. David Heenan is our guest, H-E-E-N-A-N. The book is called Bright. New book is called Bright Triumphs from Dark Hours, Turning Adversity into Success. That's David's newest book. He has written a bunch of very important books. Including one of my favorites, Flight Capital. David, talk to us about some of these people who inspired you so much.
Sure, Jim. Let's start off with Gary Guller. Interesting guy. As a 20-year-old, he enlisted a couple of his college buddies who, like himself, were very experienced mountain climbers to take on Mount Orizaba, which is Mexico's highest mountain at almost 19,000 feet. The net of it is, as they were trudging up, they got 100 feet from the top. The lead climber, they were all tethered together, slipped and fell, flung him down the mountain at 40 miles an hour.
Wow.
1,500 feet. One of them died. Gary survived with another guy. They were on the mountain for 3 days before they got off.
Mm.
They were able to medevac him back to Duke Medical Center in Carolina. Docs told him he had a broken neck, broken back, broken
wow.
right shoulder, left shoulder, right ankle. Deep lacerations all over him, severe concussion. They basically told him, your climbing days are over. And he went through hell, really, for about 10 years. He had some very, very dark hours. He dropped out of college. He was bumming around the country. There were periods of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and so forth. But he finally put himself together. And
he wound up, you know, getting back physically, except he still was he'd lost one arm.
By that point, he had opted to have his arm and part of his shoulder amputated.
Mm.
Yet he came back a few years ago and became the first one-arm guy to climb Everest. And I think the real kicker is that, Jim, he took 15 people with serious disabilities. So if you can imagine this, two quadriplegics and four paraplegics up to Everest's base camp.
Wow.
At 17,500 feet. Keep in mind, only one out of every 10 able-bodied people are able to get to that height.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Gary's out in Taos, New Mexico. He's 42 years old. He still does some climbing, but he's one of the most in-demand motivational speakers in the world. In fact, when he and I last met a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, he was on his way to New Delhi to really enlighten a group of IBMers. Be a fascinating guy. I'll have to put you two guys in.
Yeah, I'd like that very much. You know, the thing that interests me, it's interesting to me about this concept of a disability. Most of us, able-bodied people, physically healthy, well, hale and hearty, most of us have more disabilities between our ears than people have with what you can see.
Isn't that the truth, my guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Gary, he went through some tough times, but he bounced back and really has devoted himself to, you know, shattering stereotypes about people with so-called disabilities. Really an amazing character.
Tell us another story.
Here's one that you'll enjoy. Patty Dunn, this is a gal who was involved in the remember the pretexting scandal at Hewlett-Packard?
HP, uh-huh.
HP.
Remind the audience what that means.
Pretexting is a technique that's used when a third party, basically using a phony name, calls the telephone company, really trying to get out information surreptitiously on who was talking to whom. And the background is that, I mean, this is a gal, Jim, get this, born in, and grew up in Las Vegas, where her mother was a showgirl. Her dad was in the entertainment industry. The old man dies, leaves Mrs. Dunn with Patty, then 12, an older sister, 13, and a younger brother, 2, to raise. She concludes that Vegas probably wasn't the greatest environment for a single mom. They moved to that bastion of stability, Berkeley, California.
And you, mean the People's Republic of Berkeley?
There you go. That's where she was. And she remarried a guy who completely ripped off the very few financial resources she had. And then she had some very serious emotional and mental issues and was institutionalized. This is a mom the rest of her life. So here we have Patty Dunn at 12 and her older sister, 13, effectively the caregivers, the parents, for what was a very dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm.
They were homeless for almost 10 years, living in the back seats of cars.
Wow.
Somehow this gal, working two or three jobs, becomes a national merit finalist at and scholar at Berkeley High. Then she goes on to Cal. Berkeley, graduates with honors, and takes the first job she can find, a temporary secretary's job at Wells Fargo. 10 years later, she's running Wells Fargo Global Investors, one of the biggest asset-based management companies in the
wow.
world. And that's really where the fun started, Jim. That's when Hewlett-Packard came looking for a director skilled in corporate finance.
Mm-hmm.
She joined the board, chaired the audit committee. They then, a couple of years later, asked her to be the chair of the board with a very simple brief of finding the new CEO for Carly Fiorina.
Right.
Ousted, yeah. And then to try to put up, you may recall, Hewlett-Packard's board for years had been a leaky sieve.
Right.
A lot of their, you know, most confidential information winding up in the national media. They said, you know, let's put an end to this. And so she called on various experts and security folks, and they said, you know, we can run this to ground. They had tried to do this in the past.
And then she had to battle a disease, didn't she?
Right in the process of really the pretexting scandal and her resignation from the board, as she walking into the courthouse steps.
Hold on to that thought, Dave. We're going to come back to this one right after these messages, folks. 10 till. David Heenan is our guest. More to come after these messages. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. David Heenan is our guest. David, by the way, folks, is a former executive with Citigroup. He also has been a professor at Wharton Business School, also University of Hawaii. He was in charge of the business department out there. He's currently a visiting professor at Georgetown University. So David's got incredible credentials. His new book is called Bright Triumphs from Dark Hours. It's an inspiring book. Full of inspirational stories that you're going to want to read, you're going to want to hear, see what some of these people have done. You know, David, one of the things that I like to do, about once a year I'll publish on in my something I write and do something on the show about the setbacks of Abraham Lincoln. If you've ever seen his life, the things that he dealt with in his life, you when you start having a little pity party about your own little setbacks, you realize that what he had to overcome, what you have to overcome, is nothing compared to what this man did.
Incredible guy, no question. And all of these people, Jim, resilience is really the watchword. They're able to, you know, bend with the wind when it's blowing, and accept that we're all going to run into roadblocks and speed bumps, whether they're health issues or career setbacks or loss of a loved one. And the key is to come away in a positive sense of learning from adversity and to to really transform what could be a negative situation into a positive one.
And it's all between our ears, isn't it, David? I mean, look at the people that you and I know who are incredible. They're gifted, they're intelligent, they're educated, they've had all the opportunity in the world laid at their feet, and yet they can't get out of their own way. And then you talk about somebody like Patty Dunn, as you said earlier, literally grew up homeless, fought her way up to the towers of corporate governance. You know, went through an incredible tough time, had a personal illness, had fighting cancer in the middle of all this, and yet persevere. It's 100% of this is what's between our ears, isn't it? And what's in our heart.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in Patty's case, if you can imagine this, she was literally walking into the courthouse, and her cell phone rang. Family physician says, oh, that ovarian cancer that you've been fighting for some time is now in stage 4.
Wow.
And here's a woman who, during her lifetime earlier, had beaten back ovarian cancer before breast cancer and melanoma. And, you know, that and the Hewlett-Packard, the pretexting issues that she had to deal with, somehow she, you know, put it behind her.
Right. We got time for one more story.
Let's talk about Joel Klein, if you like public education.
Yeah.
This name rings a bell. Joel is the chancellor of the New York City public school system. 1.1 million students, faculty of 81,000, budget of $15 billion. It had been an absolute cesspool for years and years. The average stay of a chancellor there was 2 years. They'd gone through 10 guys in the last 20 years. And Mike Bloomberg, when he came in as the mayor, said, I'm going to take control of that mess and appoint my own guy and try to turn this thing around. He appointed Klein. The name may ring a bell. This is a guy who led the antitrust suit against IBM,
yep,
which has some degree of controversy. But he ran Bertelsmann, the big publishing company, and he's gone in there with both guns blazing and really done a remarkable job, with Bloomberg really and he tied at the hip to
taking on the teachers unions
big time. I mean, he is absolute poison to Randy Weingarten and
who needs a little poisoning,
absolutely,
figuratively speaking, folks. Of course, we're saying here,
there you go. You know, he's created Jim, these rubber rooms, so-called, in New York, where he's basically taking teachers that, you know, he's just not been able to fire, and they put them essentially in a warehouse with a desk.
Like GM's jobs bank.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And these guys get to read the Wall Street Journal maybe in the day, and they get, unfortunately...
Don't you just love unions? I love unions. They're just such a model of efficiency and productivity. And folks, and by the way, David, my audience knows I speak sarcasm as a second language. David, the book, folks, I want to end on this bright note. Bright Triumphs Dark from Dark Hours is David's new book. It's outstanding. Turn adversity into success. You will be uplifted. You will feel better, and you will be motivated. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. David, give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.brighttriumphs.com.
Brighttriumphs.com. Learn more about that. Thanks, David, for being here. Good job. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All
David,
the best. Aloha.
Aloha. David Heenan, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back. It'll be tomorrow. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.